迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hello and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Steve.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Lori.
And today is Friday, January 26th, and today we're looking at our National Geographic Channel lesson. Now, this is a two-part series called Triumph of Life.
Wow. Does that mean...
Triumph is like victory, like winning something?
Mm-hmm. So I think it means life goes on.
Yeah, it does.
Life always continues.
Okay.、Mm-hmm. 好，所以各位同学，我们今天来看到国家地理频道啊，要来这个跟大家讨论的叫生存的赢家啊，因为 life 是讲我们的人生或者我们的生存。那么怎么样你可以得到 triumph, 就是刚刚这个 Amanda 老师讲到的 victory,、
mm-hmm.
right?
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
嗯，所以你要如何在你的这个生存的这个过程当中不断地赢得胜利。
This article is all about animals.
Right. The subtitle is actually, inside of all animals, there is a powerful need to breed. So, students, today is an exciting lesson about sex.
Wow.
About the birds and the bees.、
Hmm.
Do you know this expression, Teacher Lori?
No.
The birds and the bees is a way of saying talking about sex or reproducing.
I know this one. I thought you said birds and beasts.
Okay. No, birds and the bees.
Yeah, I know.、Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a children version、mm-hmm. of sexual education,、
mm-hmm.
right?、
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Today we're going to talk about the birds and the bees.
Except that we literally are going to talk about birds, bees, and other and animals.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know if there's birds and bees, but
Let's find
we'll
out.
Find out.
Yeah. Okay.
But first, we have to talk about, or、okay. we have to...Introduce our vocabulary words in
Building Your Vocabulary.
Number one is odd.
奇特的古怪的
The odd woman kept talking to herself, and you know, it was very interesting. And then, you know, what did I see? I saw...
She's talking to herself.
That's right, she's odd.
I am a little odd.
Yeah.
That's why you love me.
Well...You know,、mm.
okay,
Amanda is a rare breed.
Well, that's the next vocabulary.
Yes, but I used it wrong because in this case, it's a breed is a verb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, 这里的 verb 的话是当繁殖跟生育。
Now, do you know what breed is,、
mm-hmm.
the noun?
Yeah, 就是种类。
Yeah,
like a type of animal.、Mm. So
yeah,
a Labrador...
Different breeds, Labrador. A certain breed of dog.
Or、mm-hmm. a beagle, or a Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm. 就是我们讲的动物里面比如犬科啦猫科啦、mm-hmm. 什么什么类的一些、mm-hmm. 动物。所以这个 breed 当名词是那个意思。但这里的话是当繁殖或生育。Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right. Well, the sentence we have is rabbits breed very quickly.
I heard that often. Is that true?
Yes.
Just
It
like...
is very...Very true.
Like mice?
I understand that rabbits、have a lot of babies in each litter.
Okay.
A litter is a group of babies.
每一排
Mm-hmm. Mm. And、I think they can reproduce twice a year. They can have two litters a year.
I think it's more than that.
More than that. So rabbits can really... A male rabbit and a female rabbit can make a lot of new little rabbits.
That sounds a little bit disgusting to me.
I've actually、Too、raised、
quickly.
Rabbits.
Mm-hmm.And?
When I was in high school and we lived on our ranch,
okay,、
we had lots of animals,
okay,
and we raised rabbits. And yes, our mother rabbit had babies quite often.
Was she tired all the time? Staying up late with the babies?
I don't know. I never asked her.
Okay. Well, you should have asked her.
But very interesting to see.
Okay.
Okay, and the next one is attract.
吸引引起
This sale has attracted many shoppers.、
Mm.
It's like the、sales around、Lunar New Year.
Maybe?
Yeah, they yeah. attract many shoppers.
Or an internet auction.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, right?
Could be, if、okay. you're not picky.
如果你不挑剔的话。
Oh, and that's the next word.
That's right.
Elaine is picky. She wouldn't like this place.
好，所以呢。
Are you picky?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course I'm not.
Really? You're not picky about what you eat or what you wear?
I thought you were asking for like, you know, a false answer. But, you know, honestly speaking, I am.
I was thinking you're pretty picky.
Yes, I am.
So am I.
I'm picky to my friends.
I'm quite picky about food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like...
Eating yucky food,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just get grumpy.
You just get grumpy?
Yeah, and I'll just throw the food away.
Wow.
Is that picky?
So you must be really picky then. You're always grumpy. Just kidding.
完蛋了。
Just kidding.
You are funny.
And now we have phrases for learning.
Number one is be looking to do something.
打算或期待。
Bruce is looking to buy a new house soon.
I want a new house. Maybe Bruce can buy me one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is of quality.
优秀的。
Monica thinks that Will is a man of quality.
Wow, what a compliment.
Indeed.
Yeah. Right?
She's wrong. No, just kidding.
Okay, you have been talking to Teacher Lori too much.
I know.
And you're getting too cynical.
Okay.
好，这里的 cynical 就是有点愤世嫉俗哦。那么另外一个很接近的字 sarcastic 就是有时候你讲话很尖酸刻薄啊、哦，这两个可以学起来。
也可以说很讽刺。
对，很讽刺人。
哦，讽刺 ，yeah。
嗯。
Well, I guess we should start in on our first. Oh no, we have some extra vocabulary、mm-hmm. words.
Wow.
Number one is Mars.
火星。
Number two is Venus.
金星。
Number three is bloodline.
血统、血脉。
Number four is mate.
交配。
Number five is triumph.
胜利。
Number six is generation.
世代或一代。
Okay, students, we are ready to talk about triumph of life. Amanda, will you take it away?
Mm-hmm. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. This statement is certainly correct in the human world, but is it also true in the animal world?Since the beginning of time, animals have done odd things to attract another's attention. Inside of all animals, there is a powerful need to breed. To continue the family bloodline is one of life's most important things. Males and females have different needs, so they have always battled each other.
I think this is kind of true.
Yeah, you know, men are from Mars.And women are from Venus.
Okay, so they come to Earth by spaceship?
Yeah, special spaceships.
Okay.
Yes. I speak Martian. Didn't you know that?
I can't understand anyway. I speak...
I know, you're from Venus.
Yeah. Now, there was a book that came out about 10 years ago,
I think. That's right.
Called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and I've read it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
I found it extremely interesting.It just discusses the differences between men and women、
mm-hmm.
and how to understand how the other sex thinks so that you can communicate successfully with them. So women can communicate with men and men can communicate with women.
That's right. And they don't start fighting because、mm-hmm. of misunderstandings.
That's right.、
Mm-hmm. 所以呢刚刚讲到这个第一句男人来自火星跟女人来自金星其实我们刚好聊到说、这个十年前出的那本书引起了大轰动。讨论这个两性之间沟通的问题其实就是这一本男人是来自火星女人是来自金星然后大家才开始去哇原来两个这个两性之间很多想法是有很大的不同的
This statement is certainly correct in the human world but is it also true in the animal world? So this statement men are from Mars and women are from Venus is certainly correct it's true、
mm-hmm.
for the human world for people、
mm-hmm.
But is it also true in the animal world? Do animals, male and female animals, maybe also have troubles communicating?
Or they think very differently?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't
maybe,
know, right?
Yeah.
So this is a question. 好，所以接下来呢，下一句讲到说，而这一句、评论，这句评述、其实呢，在人类的社会，那肯定是正确的。这个 certainly、就当然是讲的对极了、可是。Is it? 这个 it 指的是上面那一句话这个 statement 在动物的世界里也是如此吗？
Since the beginning of time, so I mean, hundreds of thousands of millions of years ago, animals have done odd things to attract another's attention. So some birds, male birds, will sing, you know, different songs.
Some birds do strange dances.
That's right. I have seen a video of birds of paradise, and there's many different kinds, and oh my word, it's hilarious.
Okay.
They do really weird things, and their feathers fluff up in strange ways. So they do odd things, strange things, to attract another's attention or to get another's attention.
好，所以接下来讲到，而自这个开天辟地以来哦，盘古开天以来，这个你就是英文用 since the beginning of time 啊。那么这个动物们呢，他们一直都是什么样的状态？所以这里是一个现在完成式，一直都会做一些很奇怪的事情来吸引这个另外一半的注意啊，另外一个性别的注意，所以这里的 attract 你也可以改成 get G-E-T、啊。那么刚刚呢，这个 Amanda 老师举的例子讲到说，鸟类他有看过一个鸟的天堂啊，这样的一个影片，里面讲到说这个公的鸟啊，为了要吸引这个雌鸟，他做的各式各样的事情真的是这个五花八门，而且这个他们的这个羽毛都会整个蓬起来，而且他们都非常大部分是 colorful、就是 male 的、因为他们必须要吸引雌性的注意、啊。所以这个呢是一个很动物界也会有的现象。
So, do you like my hair color today?
Well,
yeah.
Is there any color?
Are you going to sing or do a dance first, Teacher Steve?
Maybe later.
You'll fluff first.
Inside of all animals, there is a powerful need to breed. So, inside of all animals, what we're going to call instinct.
Very good. 叫本能，生物本能。
Yes. Instinct. All animals have a powerful need to breed. Or we can say
reproduce.
Reproduce.
Good word. 这个 reproduce 也是繁衍下一代的意思。Can we spell that?
Reproduce. Reproduce.
Very good. 所以呢，这句讲到在所有的动物的这个内心里面啊，那么刚刚呢，这个Steve 老师讲的那个字，生物的本能就是在这里的 powerful need. 他们会有一个强大的需求，要干嘛呢？要繁衍下一代。好，所以你用 breed, 用 reproduce 都可以。
And why do they have that need to breed?
Tell us.
Because, well, to continue the family bloodline.
That's right.
To keep their genes.
And we're not talking Levi's.
Yeah, we're not talking about Levi's.
是在讲牛仔裤，这里的 gene 是讲基因。
Right, G-E-N-E. To keep their genes going.
That's right.
You know, to continue the family bloodline is one of life's most important things.
所以这边他就回答了，因为传宗接代，也就是我们讲的帮这个动物这个家族的血脉呢延续下去，可以说是生命里面最重要的事情之一。
Males and females have different needs. So male animals and female animals have different needs, things that they need, so they have always battled each other. Females are concerned with raising their young and having enough food for them, having a safe place for them to live, whereas males in general are just interested in starting babies and then leaving and going off and playing with the other male animals.
You know what? That's going to be in the next paragraph, actually.
Okay. 所以呢，这一句我们讲到说，那么雄性的动物跟雌性的动物呢，有着很不同的需求，所以他们的两性之间呢，总是怎么样 ？Battled each other， 就是纷争不断啊。那么刚刚讲到雌性的需求，就是要照顾 raise， 就是抚养下一代啊。但是呢，雄性它只需要把那个头开起来，就是不断的跑去这个吸引雌性，然后交配，吸引雌性交配，这个是它的这个instinct。
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, students, it's time for us to have a break. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I'm Steve.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Lori.
And we're talking about our National Geographic Channel's Well, our first part called Triumph of Life, and it's about the need to breed.
and the differences between two gender.
Mm-hmm. Yes, male and female.
That's right.
So, do you think there's really a big difference?
Yes. Physical, mental, emotional.
I do.
I agree.
Yeah. So let's find out what's in our next paragraph.
Male animals are looking to mate as often as possible, and they enjoy variety. On the other hand, female animals are much more picky. They are looking for partners of quality and ones that can make them feel safe. It seems as though animals and humans are much more alike than we know. Check out animals and all of their habits on The Mating Game. This is one of the shows in National Geographic Channel series Triumph of Life. In The Mating Game, the winners get to continue their bloodline for the next generation.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So we find out that animals and humans have a lot in common.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a closer look. Male animals are looking to mate as often as possible, and they enjoy variety. So the male animals basically want to be with, make babies with as many female animals as they can, and not just one. There's very few animals that we say mate for life, uh-huh. where the male and female stay together.
Yeah.
Almost all animals just mate for enough time to make babies, and then they split up again.
You know what? Sadly, I think this applies to a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
In human world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are even more like animals,
right?
In, you know, some levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 所以我们一开始看到第二段第一句讲到啊，他说这个公的动物呢，雄性的动物，他们总是期待要交配。而且呢是 as often as possible 哦，这里的话呢是这个越多越好，越频繁越好。而且他们呢喜欢对象怎么样 ？Variety 是很多都不同 ，OK？、Mm. 所以他们希望对象可以很多，然后都可以换很多种的对象、
yep.
，OK？
On the other hand, female animals are much more picky. So, on the other side、mm-hmm. of this issue,
that's right.
Female animals.Are much more picky. They're very picky about who they choose to mate with.
Which leads us to a good word, choosy.、
Mm.
Picky and choosy.
Choosy. C-H-O-O-S-Y.、
Mm. 就是呢这个反而是反过来就是很这个很精挑细选的、mm-hmm. 哦、很会去做这个选择的因为 choose 本来是选择的动词 OK、mm-hmm. 所以这边变成 choosy 它就转化成一个形容词所以呢这一句讲到了、哦、从另外一方面来说呢反而雌性的动物它们就挑剔的多了 OK?、
Mm-hmm. However, students, picky and choosy have kind of a negative feeling to them.、
Mm-hmm.
So if you describe someone as, oh, he's really picky or、mm-hmm. she's really choosy,、
mm-hmm.
that's not actually a very nice thing to say.
Okay.
So、mm-hmm. if you want to say that someone is picky but in a more positive light, you can use this long word, discriminating.
Mm.
He's very discriminating. She's rather discriminating.
Okay.
Which is D-I-S-C-R-I-M-I-N-A-T-I-N-G. Discriminating.
Very good. 所以刚刚呢 ,Amanda 老师补充就是挑剔的这个 picky 或是 choosy 呢两个比较有负面的意思。那如果像 Lori 老师刚刚说比较精挑细选或者很重视品质的啊 不会这个滥竽充数的正面的这个形容词你可以用 discriminating.
嗯哼。So these female animals are much more picky. They are looking for partners of quality and ones that can make them feel safe. So in the animal world in particular, when we're talking about quality, probably bigger animals.
Bigger, stronger.
Stronger.
Healthier.
Ones that look healthy. Mm-hmm. So if they're like a fur covered, like a bear with fur.
Yeah.
They have all their fur. There's no bald patches.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.Kind of fat、
yeah.
means that they're good at catching food or finding、mm-hmm. food.
Because you don't want to carry bad genes.、Right?
Exactly.、Mm. So that would be partners of quality、
mm.
and ones that can make them feel safe, ones that can protect them. Because when the mother is actually having labor, actually、
yeah.
the babies are coming out.、
Mm-hmm.
And then for the first little while, the mother is busy.
That's right.
Tending for the little babies. So she needs someone to help her.Gather food.
That's right, exactly. OK, 所以接下来讲到了，那么这个 female 的 animals, 他们呢寻找的是优秀的这个就是雄性的动物这个对象，而且呢这个 once 就是指那些 partners, 他们的对象呢还要是能够让他们觉得安全的，因为否则他们在生蛋啦，或者在孵蛋啦，或者在喂这个小宝宝，这个他们在哺乳的时候，他都是处于不能够保护自己的状态。
It seems as though animals and humans are much more alike than we know. So, from this show, it seems like animals and humans, people, are much more alike than we usually think of.
So, it looks like we are quite similar.
Yeah, it appears so.
Very good, okay. 好，所以接下来讲到呢，你看，所以看起来，这里的 it seems as though, 就是看起来仿佛动物跟人类 are 怎么样，是这个比我们所知道的相像的多than we know 呢，就是这个一个比较级，所以呢 much more, 那个是 more 什么什么 than 怎么样，就是比我们所知道的呢其实相像的多。那么刚刚这个 Steve 老师讲到一个 it appears, 也是看起来、表面上看起来、Can we spell that please?
APPEARS appears.
Very good.
Check out animals and all of their habits on The Mating Game. Check out is a more slangy way of saying watch.
That's right.
You know, you should see this.
Don't miss.
Don't miss. You know, finding out about animals and all of their habits, the things that they normally do in their life. On The Mating Game, which is the name of this show.
That's right. 所以呢这边讲到说比较口语的说check out, 其实就是说不要错过，记得要看。看什么呢？看看这个所有的动物以及他们的一些习性。在哪一个节目里呢？用 on 这个介系词，就在交配游戏这个节目。
You know, there's an expression we often say, check it out.
Yeah, that's right. Check her out.
This is one of the shows in National Geographic Channel's series Triumph of Life. So The Mating Game. This is one of the shows in National Geographic Channel's series. We've talked about this before. A series is a grouping of many shows together. This series is called Triumph of Life.
And what's in The Mating Game?
And in The Mating Game, which is a show in The Triumph of Life,The winners get to continue their bloodline for the next generation. They don't win money. Or a new car. They win babies.
And they win their existence.
Yes.
OK, 所以最后呢讲到说那么这个交配游戏呢是这次国家地理频道就是它生存赢家是一个系列的节目这个 series。然后呢其中之一就是这个 mating game。所以在交配游戏里面呢我们会看到动物的胜者 winners 能够得到 get to, 就是得到。得到什么呢？得到机会来 continue, 延续他们的命脉，然后直到下一代 next generation, 就是我们讲的下一个世代。所以他们的基因会被流传下去，不会绝种。How do we say 绝种 in English?
Become extinct?
Or is there a noun like extinction?
Extinction, yeah.
They will face extinction.
That means there's no longer that kind of animal on Earth.
Extinct.
Okay.
That animal is extinct.
绝种. Can we spell that, please?
E-X-T-I-N-C-T.Extinct.
Very good.
Excellent. Now, tomorrow, we're going to find out about a way that some animals survive, and it's not because, as I was talking about earlier, they're stronger or faster.
It's because they're smarter.
They're smarter. Wow. They've got brain power.
They got brains?
Yeah.
Well, every animal has brains, Lori.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe just not high IQs.
Okay. Got
like,
it.
Like us, we have high IQs.
Yes.We've got brains. That's the end of time for today. So we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Steve.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Lori.
Bye.
喜欢今天的内容吗？欢迎您上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 浏览我们的各项好康讯息及赖世雄老师部落格，欢迎您来探索哟。详情请洽0800581568。0800581568。